In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I have a warning for you, and it has been verified, because we are not in Hawaii. This is not about having a missile shot at us. And the verified warning is this. There is less than a month until Lent. February the 14th. Nope, no candy hearts. No chocolate. No cards. Instead, ashes and the call to remember that you are dust and unto dust you shall return. No romantic dinner. Instead, fast and abstinence. Yes, Ash Wednesday takes precedence over Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, Ash Wednesday wins. So guys, you get this year off. Ladies, you can persuade them that it needs to be moved to the 13th of February, and you can have the Mardi Gras Valentine's Day difecta. Seriously, in less than a month, we will receive an invitation from God, an invitation to turn from sin and follow Christ. Yes, I'm talking about pretty much the same thing I talked about last week. A call from God, the universal call, the call that in Christ is made to each and every human being, the call to holiness, to be of God, the call to salvation. Why? Because now is the time of fulfillment. We are not like the children of the Old Covenant who waited for God's promises to be fulfilled. God's promises are being fulfilled now. All of God's promises are at hand. But time is running out. Now, I'm not saying that Judgment Day is tomorrow, or even on the 14th of February. But the time of our salvation is closer now than when we first began. And it is time for us to turn from sin and turn to the gospel, so that like the people of Nineveh, who when they heard the words of the prophet Jonah, turned from their sins and put on sackcloth and ashes and did penance, we too may avoid destruction. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. This was the message proclaimed by John the Baptist. This is the message which was taken up by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and which he himself, while he was here on earth, commanded the apostles to preach to the ends of the earth until he returns in glory. Will you answer that call? Well, I take it the answer is yes, in the general term, because you're here. You're at Mass on Sunday. And so you wish to turn from your sins. You wish to embrace the gospel, to follow our Lord into everlasting life. But will you hear and respond to that specific call that is made by Holy Mother Church each and every Lent to draw closer to Christ for the celebration of Easter? You know, many people do the same thing each and every Lent. I may have told you before, in fact, I know I told you before, I had a teacher up at the seminary, his name was Father Pascal. Father Pascal loved chocolate. And so each and every Lent, he would give up chocolate. And seminarians, being the evil creatures that they are, we would give him chocolate each and every Lent, so that by the time the Easter Vigil Mass was done, he had a nice pile waiting on his desk for him so that he could celebrate the resurrection of the Lord in style. For some people, what they do each and every Lent is very effective in drawing them closer to Christ. But not always. Sometimes it's just going through the motions. So I would ask you in prayer, with thought and discernment, ask yourself, is what I am doing going to lead me closer to the Lord Jesus? And if the answer is yes, keep doing it. If the answer is no, come up with something else. You know, it is a very good thing to give up something for Lent, because it helps educate us in saying no to even good things for the sake of better things. But Lent isn't just about giving stuff up. It's also about doing things, being more charitable, being more prayerful, learning more about the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you have a step up on others because you're part of this parish. Not because of me, but because we have access to the Formed website. So all sorts of really great stuff on there to help you learn more about your faith. So make use of it. The point is that you have time to decide what you're going to do for Lent, so that your Lent may be fruitful, and that when Easter rolls around, you are ready to meet the Lord with joy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.